This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Party people! It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. Welcome back. We're so glad you're here. Serene's here, Pearl's here, I'm here, John's here.
Pops is here.
Leslie Pops with the bell ringing off the hook today. And we have a special guest today.
We do.
My good friend.
And the special guest has a special guest along with her. But the special guest did a wet flurge. So she's attending to the wet flurge.
Yeah, my good friend and the gal's relative, Rashida.
Spilled
the
coffee on.
Okay, it's chaos. I'm trying to introduce a podcast. Come on!
You're doing good, Mimer. Look, Danny's sitting here. He said to his daughters, "What? How old are your daughters?"
Gosh.
Make it good. Just go lower.
They're between 6 and 10.
Okay.
Collectively.
So he said to them, "Whatever you pick out for me from my wardrobe today, I'm wearing it." And he obeyed. He's wearing a necklace. It's long and hangy with like little girl beads. They
Baby
obviously
blue
made
and
it.
Pink.
They made the beads.
And then
you.
He's got these linen white pants with this white miming shirt and Converse. And I can't get. What are those mimes called that do those mimes?
They're called
up.
Mimes.
No, there's
they're
a
called
name.
Mimes.
No,
Serene.
There is a name for the mimers.
But listen, can I stop you guys on the rabbit trails already? We're doing a podcast with a purpose today.
Excuse me. She was changing a wet flurge. I was helping out.
Oh. Oh, ouch.
The wet bandit struck again.
Hey, who do we have here? Our niece, Rashida, the author of... drum roll.
You Danny? Asked for this once before.
I know, you failed.
And,
you should have been practicing.
Capable. You want me to roll my tongue, and that's not a drum roll sound.
Do a special drum roll. Come on now. What do we pay you for?
Every man born on this earth can do a machine gun and a drum roll. They're just born with it. And if you're not, I'm worried about your masculinity.
She's already worried about your masculinity, so now she's going to be double worried.
I'll give you a minor chord, which is way better than
okay.
a drum roll.
So, Rashida, our niece, the author of...
He's so Mexican.
Yes.
Like the Chiriachi man.
A Trim Healthy Future.
Trim Healthy Future, people, if you didn't understand Pearl.
Now, this is her new book, right?
Yes.
It's called Trim Healthy Future.
It is the book of Trim Healthy Mama. It's not just Rashida's new book. It is the official. Mm. We haven't had a Trim Healthy Mama book out in years.
This is it, people.
Let's
this is
go.
Not just like we're publishing some other people now. No, this is the Trim Healthy book.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, would you like to at least say hello, Rashida,
and
now that
you've explained about that she's got a special guest too so they understand the wet flirt so I'm not just some psychopath.
How old is your baby, Rashida?
Oh, we can't hear
you.
Can you
get your
You got to get your face up in the microphone.
Okay, 4 months today.
Pull your microphone closer. This is the future.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
Okay.
And his Roland, he's so rolling with fat rolls. His name suits him.
And as soon as she arrived here, she changed his diaper like a good mum, not a hilltopper. And then we went to press play on record, and the wet flurge came. So that's why I was doing my best, Pearl, helping out the team.
Oh, good. Girl,
hey,
Serene.
Yes.
For about 5 years. Whenever our baby's diaper got so full that they like pendulum swung it around down there, we called it an Allison diaper.
Yes,
exactly. That's how you make them last, and that's how you budget.
Yeah, and we learned from you because we were going poor on diapers.
Yeah.
And we learned you don't change them until they fall off.
Hey, it's a quarter a diaper. It's 25 cents,
you
people.
Know.
But
you
not know. Not a, not a, and that's what we're talking about today, the future of things. The future gets brighter. Look, Rashida is our niece. She changes straight away, and so does my daughter, Meadow. So they're
better
mothers.
I'm mad when the diapers come with a special turn, like turn green or turn blue wet signal.
Don't tell me.
Don't let me know. I want to just decide when it's fully pendulum swimming. Now, poops, I will change immediately. But peas, you got to let the pendulum swing.
Yeah, you let it swing off.
All right, so let's get back to
now,
topic.
I
want to
hear about this book now.
Now, you go back with Rashida when she was a little baby girl. Don't you, Dan?
Yeah, we've been friends since she was a baby, and she didn't really say much. She just looked at me like,
there's an older person in my house.
Now, be honest, Danny. She didn't say much, but she did something else. She cooked a lot and didn't say much.
She cooked a lot, and she was one of my favorite young people of all time because she was so sweet. And she actually liked me and she laughed at my jokes.
All right. So today we actually want to get you all, because it's happened. We've already, by the time you're hearing this podcast, the pre-release is happening right now. This book is about to go live, we hope, November. No. Yeah.
Are you going to give a date?
15th.
5th.
Physical book, December 15th.
Oh, in time for the Chrissy?
In time for Chrissy. And I just want to say, because I've worked on this with Rashida for like a year and a half now, and Serene, you've done your part too.
I've done my part, but I'm telling you, I didn't get the migraine headaches like Pearl. You know, she's Mrs. Organized.
No, there was a lot of right.
I was
for
watching
you.
My pendulum swings.
Rashida has poured her life into this book, and it. I am so proud of it. I'm so excited for you guys to get your hands on this thing. It's going to make your trim, healthy future so brilliant, and I promise you that we're going to actually have Rashida talk too and shut our mouths here soon. But Rashids, you did this mostly while pregnant the whole time. When did you first start on the book and get your mic right in there?
Okay. Well, right before I started, well, like a few months before I
closer.
Started.
Closer.
Okay.
I sound like your mom. Closer. Okay. Closer.
I was talking to Auntie Pearl. I was like, what if I wrote a Trim Healthy Mama cookbook? You know, recipe book. And she was like, oh, I'll talk to the others. I think that'd be so cool.
You and are sort like, of lying, though, because Serena and I, years before, had told you, you better write a Trim Healthy cookbook for us. And you're like, oh, yeah, but you didn't. And then one day
it wasn't
you came,
my time.
Yeah.
So I was like, it'll probably take me 5 or 6 years to do, you know, because I was thinking they took that on their first book.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, give yourself a year, and then it'll be a year and a half to 2 years. And she was right. So I gave myself a year. And it's like been a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Yes.
Because I got the whole recipe part done within a year, and then we had to add more and do more.
And isn't it amazing you don't, like you just see this cookbook. I see cookbooks on the shelves, right? And now every time I see a cookbook, I think differently about that cookbook. Nobody knows what goes into a cookbook unless you've done one, right?
And I want to say too, people have written cookbooks, may not be literary master like Shakespeareans, right? But I'm telling you, we think of every word that we're going to put in there. And I believe it should still be classed as literature.
Literature. And also, when you're making a cookbook that doesn't involve gluten pretty much most of the time for the baked good, doesn't involve sugar, it doesn't involve salt, it doesn't involve all these normal things, it means you make that recipe probably at least 10 times, sometimes up to 25 times, because it's all different. And so I just put my hat off to you, Rashida, because you were pregnant a lot of the time. You have two little girls around already, and they are wildcats.
They're basically like twins.
Yeah. So Rashida would like go to the gym. Would go to the gym, not just to go to the gym. She would put them in the little childcare thing just so she could like write in a recipe.
So she's
or
sitting sedentary in a corner writing while the rest people on the treadmills.
Oh, you use the childcare at the gym.
Yeah,
which
the YMCA
comes with the membership.
Yep.
That's so brilliant.
To the I would get my 2 hours in every single time.
Okay. And the other thing you did was I was always like, so where are we on this recipe and that recipe? And she's like, okay, soon I'll be able to tell you because I'm getting get in the car and put my girls to sleep in their car seats so they can be contained.
Yes.
And then I've got my computer with me and I'll do it from there. And like, she'd be parked on the side of the road working.
Ladies, are you paying attention? New mothers, just take notes on this. This is masterclass mom stuff right here.
Oh yeah, I'd take them on drives, get them asleep, and then I could actually like focus on typing out things because otherwise it would just be hectic. And
yeah, because the creating recipes that, and we'll talk about it soon, why are you the main author in this book? Serena and I had some recipes too. We'll talk about the why soon. But the cooking for you, I mean, that's your nature. It came natural. I mean, you can go create in a kitchen, but that's just step one of 1,000 steps to get it to print because, you know, you make a recipe, it tastes good, but then it's writing it out. And when you're a wing it cook like you are, Serena and I, we don't do
straight
measurements.
Oh my goodness.
So then you had to learn and then you'd send it to me and I'm like, no one knows what you mean, Rashida. What do you mean by that? Can you please tell me what you mean? Because everyone's going to have 1,000 questions.
Oh yeah, that was definitely one of the hardest parts is like writing everything down. I would make a recipe, it turned out great 1,000 times, and then I'd write it down and it would be a complete flop.
Yeah.
So I'd have to do it multiple times.
Because the magic got taken out of it, right? When you had to be straight jacketed.
Yeah.
That's such a good point. Anytime you try to make something repeatable for someone else to do, like you got to get out of your artist head. Because what you actually do sort of your recipe, you don't even realize the little micro changes you make as you're doing it.
Yes.
And you forget to put that down.
Yes.
Because you know when you say a quarter cup, you just sort of mean around a quarter and you sort of add a little more, a little less. And then it completely, especially with this type of baking.
Exactly. It changes everything. Every little teaspoon of this or that counts and changes things.
Can we
things.
Give a little history about Rashida?
We can. And I just wanted to say, though, for people, you know, that are busy, they're on their way to work and listening to the potty right now, you know, I wanted to get in what this cookbook's about, and then we're going to talk about the history of Rashida. Yeah. What it is Rashida wrote actually about 175 to 180 of these recipes. They're, in Whoa. My opinion, I'll let you describe them, Rashida. Rashida is like a cross between you and I, Serene, whereas she's all about the purism and the hiding the veggies and doing all your crazy stuff, but she's so about quick like me, and she's a very busy lifestyle. Mm. And she's so she's between you and me. She's got a new millennial
she's
spin.
She's a bridge.
She's a bridge, and they're very home style. They're very doable. I think when you open these pages, you're going to think, oh, I can do that. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Well, she just has this practicality about her that whenever she comes to the kitchen, she makes it easy. It looks easy, but she can actually make it easy for other people too, because she's just, I don't know, it's just an anointing on her life. Yeah. It's amazing. But
and so then, Serene, you and I have 12 of our latest recipes in it too, each.
Yeah,
so I wanted to say
those. Which are
in.
So good, I have to add.
We shove those in because we can't help but shove ourselves into everything.
And you'll notice Rashida's recipes, like, her intros are so short. Well, you're lucky that there's any intros there. She'd do one sentence, or she wouldn't do any intro and I would send them back. No, Rashida, sell it. Sell the recipe. Write an intro. She'd send it back to me, 3 sentences. I was like, no more.
And then Pearl told me, okay, you got 12 recipes in this book. She told me like a week before they were like printing it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like shoving it out of my brain. And I wrote like thesis
Serene's along.
Before each recipe, just to bless your hearts.
Serene and I wrote us so long because we're doing teaching lessons, because we only got 12. We made the most of them. But you love Rashida's. They're short. They're doable. You'll feel like such a nice break from Serene and I.
And I'm going to shut up so Rashida can talk. And then Danny, good old Dan, can punch in with his wonderful statements. But I want to say this. You know, you've received a couple of cookbooks from us. Yeah, that was Rolly talking. But you're probably sick of our, like, you know, our kind of like... our seasonings and our style. Well, this is Trim Healthy Mama at its freshest, because it's a new creativity to the original foundation. You know that our stamp of approval is on every single one of her recipes. This is not knockoffs. This is not just something you found on Pinterest. This is real, tried and true authority from the Trim Healthy stamp, but it's fresh because it's new. It's from a new angle and from a young angle.
So and what would you, before we talk about your history and why Rashida, what would you like, how would you describe this book, Rashidis?
I don't know.
Oh, good. Way to sell.
Is,
more
wow, this,
sell
is, this is a power author interview right now.
They told me not to come prepared.
I
so
said, don't you
she prepare? Said, 3 times, do not come prepared.
Could I ask that same question differently, though? Because
yeah.
I've been
Danny's
sitting
an interviewer.
On my question. Well, I professionally
That's
interview
what he does.
Celebrities, no big deal. I'm curious, is that what we mean by future, though? Like, what is the future part? What does that mean? Trim Healthy future.
I don't know. Honestly, I didn't come up with a name. I thought it was a great name.
Yeah.
And hopefully this gets deleted. But
nothing's getting deleted.
No.
You said I can delete whatever I want.
We don't.
Well,
no,
that was whatever
tricky.
We want.
She's holding it to you now.
I might have said that. I didn't necessarily mean it.
Just because I said it.
John's laughing at that.
Don't mean
because
I meant
history.
It.
Well, okay, I will say about
the I'll tell you
book.
What it means based on what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but okay, let Rashida and then you say, you tell us what
okay.
you think.
Okay, I would say this book is... simple, delicious recipes.
Yeah.
There you go.
But what's the future got to do with that?
The future? Well,
look, she's wearing like cool boots and cool jeans.
She's very
That's
fashionable.
What it's about.
She's very
this
fashionable.
This is like you going to the hipness of Trim Healthy Mama.
Well, okay, it was going to be called Trim Healthy Legacy.
Legacy, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And that sounds kind
okay.
of old fashioned. Mm-hmm. So...
I had
it sounds like Trim Healthy Fallopian Tube or something.
I had lots of names.
Wrong.
And Rashida just dissed them all. She's like, no, that's that, that's that. And then when I said Trim Healthy Future, she's like, that because there is a reason. Yes, Rashida. Yeah.
Well, what was your reason?
Oh, major reason. You are the future. Serene and I will always be here, right?
We're your aunties,
but
you know?
This like is generational. Trim Healthy Mother, Trim Healthy Mama now is starting new generations of health. It is birthing into babies and into families who are going to take that and pass it along. And so we wanted to look at like that, like you're the new, you're the next generation passing this along, like Meadow is and our other daughters, but you have a bent for writing recipes. And then the next thing is people coming to this book who've had histories and their own generations of maybe obesity or maybe just, you know, health issues, their future can be trim and healthy. And yes, these are the recipes that are going to get them there.
So when you open these pages, you know, this is my future. I don't have to fall back on all the things that were my pitfalls before, you know. So this is something that's looking ahead. We're not looking back. With this book, you're looking ahead. And it's not just that we are passing the baton. Many of you have incorporated this Trim Healthy Table. You started incorporating it with your families. But now this is going generationally for you too. You know, you're going to be passing this down the generations. And that's exciting.
Yeah. And even for people around my age that even haven't had health issues in the past, can start, you know, their future being healthy and
eating young
well
moms,
for their kids and
Rashida
families.
Ate Trim Healthy Mama through all of her pregnancies.
Yeah.
She looks like a health goddess.
She does. She does look like a health goddess. We will try not to hold it against her. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. What were you going to say about the? What were you going to say when you heard the name Trim Healthy Future?
Well, when I heard the name, I latched on to, you were talking about how she's like a bridge between you and Serene. Mm-hmm. And I thought about how many, like me, I'm so not, like in my heart, I'm a purist. Mm. Like I want it, but I need a purist cook. Because I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not cauliflower and nothing.
You ain't no purist then.
Yeah. No.
I'm just teasing.
I value purism. Like, like, if I had it my way, every meal in front of me would be utterly pure. Like, absolutely everything is from the earth.
Incorrect. Like our mother, pure.
Pure. Very pure. You know, and then, so in reality, in practice, I'm a drive-through...
Sue.
Do.
I was trying to do. I was thinking of a male version. Yeah. And so I feel like there's so many people.
Drive through stew.
Stew. That's a man's name. Yeah. I feel like there are so many people that are that bridge, if you will, type of personality that needs that. So that's what I heard when I thought about future. Like the future.
I think you did actually pretty well, Danny.
Well, just think, you have, for long periods of time in different places, you have a certain place, and then there's another place. But when there's, in the future, they bridge it, you can get to another place. And what I'm trying to say is some people who aren't
you're usually so poignant.
Okay, listen, I am so poignant here.
Look,
you know what I'm trying to say? See, there's an island, right? And it has its own kind of flora and fauna and its own kind of feel. And there's another island. And the future is the fact that these are bridged now. You don't have to be a Pearl. You don't have to be a me. You don't have to fit into a category. Now there is a bridge that combines it all and makes it easy to traverse between the two. How deep can you get?
That's good.
Yeah, she's like, okay, that's good, Auntie.
That
now,
simple, delicious recipe.
That's what Rashida was just like. This is so different between us. But you know what? One thing I have to say. Look at Leslie Pope. She said, "Stop it, Daniel." What's Daniel's second name?
I feel like it goes really well
isn't it?
Naturo, Daniel Naturo.
Oh, buddy, it's not Naturo. What is your middle name, Dan?
Arturo.
This is a secret. Name.
Daniel Arturo.
This is a secret. It's like a woman's age.
Hey,
a Spanish person's middle name is a secret.
Okay, but since the party's not about you today, let's
Can
get back
more
to
about Rashida.
Yeah, we're going to tell the history.
I want to tell everybody who she is.
Why Rashida?
She's our wild, long, redhead, like kayak 3 miles out into the ocean and spearfish sharks.
Like her
our
mother.
Our sister Vange.
She's Vange's offspring.
Who is an incredible cook and who eats super, super, super healthy, but she can't write recipes because she's off, like, catching dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So constantly.
She is. She gave birth to this food virtuoso And literally, we think that her umbilical cord was a wooden spoon, and she was mixing up concoctions even in the womb. She came out, and literally, she started as like a two-year-old making mud feasts that were like all gorgeous, like artwork and everything. Like literally, she was at my house.
Yeah, we tell the story in the intro. If you got your book so far, those of you that got the, I think some of you are getting a nice Prezi with the pre-release, and you're going to get the e-version too, all for freezies.
Nice.
If you're in the pre-release, and if you read our intro, we talk about that. Serene, sorry to interrupt you,
but I had to set the scene. Not just like, oh, she's good a cook, and she's, you know, growing into this since, you know, being some kind of like young woman. No, this was her from birth. It was like her purpose for life, besides from her other wonderful purposes. But it was just like she, like from a little tiny girl, she'd have to get a step ladder like to reach up to the counter, and her parents for Christmas would buy her Japanese special knives and special cooking. I believe like your fourth birthday, you got a kettle and all these different barista tools and everything like that. She's just been cooking for forever. But I remember, Pearl, I want to stop like taking the show. So, Pearl, you want to talk about when our granddad Bowen came from New Zealand?
Oh, yeah. So Rashida was so like, this wasn't forced on, this was so her. She just couldn't stop cooking as a little child. So we would have these big hilltop parties for all, birthday parties for all the children. And she would bring these beautifully decorated with real icing cakes. I know, but I'm setting up your story with this one. She would bring these cakes. She was four. And they looked like amazing cakes. You know, so little cupcakes. So her cousins would grab one and bite into it, and they were mud. She had gotten real icing and put it on mud, and just because she was so desperate to cook. So Vange was like, okay, enough with this mud. Let's let her have real ingredients. And it all started from there.
She became the cook of the household. Vange said, you know, I love to cook, but I'm going to sacrifice this because I need to give her the full leash.
No, so Vange will outsource to her children.
And yeah. And now, though, the children since Rashida and married are just scrambling to survive because Rashida has left them.
No, right. I'm talking, okay, so Rashida, you're one of 10 kids, right?
Yeah.
So in the intro of the book, we say that your mum gave complete... gave the kitchen completely over to you to cook all meals by the time you were six. And you said we were wrong. It was by the time you were about seven or eight.
No, it was six.
But we remember differently.
We are the aunties. We have our facts, right?
What's true?
There might be some exaggeration in your timing.
It was between six and eight then.
Somewhere in between there.
Okay, now why would a mother do that? It feels like slave labor, like, but it wasn't slave. It was like you couldn't stop it. Like you were like mum out of the kitchen and you just started creating all these meals.
Yes. I love to cook. That's one of my passions is cooking. So
it's just a love language for you though, Rashida. Like,
can I tell recently? Yeah, can I tell that story? But let me just go back to the story I wanted you to share.
Oh, sorry, love.
Our grandfather came over from New Zealand. He was probably like 90 at the time. And Rashida was like, well, I'm going to put on a feast for this amazing patriarch
she
of ours.
She was seven or six.
I can't remember the exact meal. I'll just describe what I think it was. But my mum always gets mad. She's like, no, it was this and that. And I had to have all the exact. But let me tell you what I think it was. It was like she roasted a lamb with mint sauce. And she made like these pilas with currants and dates. And she made baklava. Do you remember the meal you gave to Granddad Bowen?
Yes.
Okay.
But I did have all my siblings helping me.
No, that was slave labor. You told them what to do. You told them what to do. And you had all the cousins going and picking wild herbs and the wild onions and stuff.
Yes. My cousins and siblings all helped me, but I was in charge.
She sounds so sweet, but she knows how to be in charge.
I'm very bossy. I do photography too, so yeah. I'm very bossy.
And every single, Pearl, you'd say that.
Every single picture of the food Rashida took. But when you start cooking, you turn it, everyone's hearing you so sweet. You really turn into Mrs. In Charge, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to say something. She does it with an air of grace because like I love to cook. And I love to be creative too. But if I have a meal that I'm putting on for a lot of people and there's a time crunch, fruits of the spirit kind of go out the window and I'm doing a little bit of the – and I'm doing the sharp exhales, you know, and the shoulders are starting to round and get stiff. Well, Rashida, she's just like so cool, calm and collected. She could be just like putting on a whole big baby shower or something and there's 70 people coming. And she just looks like nothing as herring at all. The other day, do you want me to share that? And then I'm going to shut up for good. You've all heard, this is coming after the party that I shared about the miscarriage, correctos.
Yes.
Well, Rashida called up and she says, oh, I'm going to bring you something. I said, no, you're not. And she goes, yes, I am. I said, I'm not. being part of this crime, not being accomplice to this crime. You've got three little children, like under four, basically. They're just, and you're like this, all this new cookbook work that's got to do at the last minute. I said, you're not. And she says, I am. Anyway, she came over. She brought me roses, dark chocolate. She'd made me this whole big container of like green fat balls to make me fat. I know that Pearl put her to it.
Oh, because she loves
weight. But they're like incredible, delicious, decadent little cheesecakey balls with all the health stuff that she knows I love. She made three different meals. She made me a curry, two curries, and a side dish. And I could have the options of brown rice or cabbage. And she made it all. It was like five different dishes just for me. She made a shepherd's pie crossover for all of our children.
That's the one in the book.
Huge.
Right?
We there's 10 children living in my home. Oh, yeah. And then she made, and she's like, I know Uncle Sam's not doing exactly what you do. So she made him an e-meal. These huge four humongous quesadillas with these like this cheese that Pearl has
she
designed.
Used my instant cheese sauce from the book.
Yeah, and he didn't even know that it was... not cheese sauce.
And
it
I told
that legit.
Yeah, it did. And I told her mom, I said, look, I feel so bad. Just if you hear about this, I didn't put her up to it. I know she's so busy and I promise you I didn't have her serve me like this. And she goes, well, you know what happened, Serene? I came down with the flu. Don't worry, it wasn't C. And she came down with the flu and she was a bit sick and Rashida knew about it. Rashida, after leaving my house, went over to her mother's house and did the same thing for them.
Yeah, it's
and
her love
language. She probably fed her husband and children before she left.
Hey, what was it? If not cheese, you said it. No one knew it wasn't cheese.
Oh, that's my recipe in the book. It's called instant cheese sauce.
But what is it?
And it's not dairy. It's a secret. Get the book, Danny.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness, it's so going to rock your world. It's going to rock your world. Actually, I say my friend Karen, online friend Karen. Yes, her name is Karen. And she's not like the Karen that you hear about on social media.
What's
like
wrong with Karen? Is there a bad Karen on social media?
Yeah, there's a bad Karen on, like,
for sure.
Karen.
Karen really? Is the poster child for I need to speak to the manager,
yeah.
Fussy.
Karen's the opposite, in real life
complainer,
Karen.
Yeah.
She's a breast cancer survivor. She's an amazing woman. I'm just inspired by her. But she helped me develop this cheese sauce because she has...
a non-dairy cheese sauce?
Oh, it's so good and it's instant.
That's exciting.
It's instant.
Rolly did another splurge.
Oh, Rolly pooped his diaper again.
Is he going to just sit in it or are you going to go change it?
I'm going to go change him.
Well,
if you guys
appreciate you all tuning in to the Trim Healthy Podcast.
Hey, we're only 26 minutes in.
No,
come
I got
on.
Lots to say about the book. I want to get practical and talk about some of the recipes. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Oh yeah, we're back. Diaper's changed. Rolly's trying to go to sleep. And John, what do you want to say? You said you want to say something?
Yeah, when you guys were talking about the title of the book, Future, and what that meant to each of you, and I just had a thought, and maybe this will pique some people's interest. So I've always thought, you know, THM is a lifestyle brand. It's a community. It's a huge community of people. And the... that community, within that community, it's always seemed to me like recipes from the both of you are like the currency of that community. And I feel like if Serene, if you were like a silver mine and you were a gold mine, I feel
thanks
like we struck another
gold.
Precious metal mine of recipes. Yes. And I think yes. That's exciting because I've watched you guys over the years keep trying to come up with new...
Yeah.
Content and new ideas, and I think the exciting thing about this, and I see it in both of you, the excitement in both of you. We've got just this whole other, like I said, a whole other gold mine of recipes and currency
to just
push us into the future. Because
and I silver,
so
you stay silver.
That's how
still what it's worth.
Thank you, John.
That was good. So sweet.
Mm. And by the way, John is still very much involved in this project, as is Leslie Pops, because as with our very first Trim Healthy Mama book, that original that so many of you, you know, came to find THM because of that book, we are going back to self-publishing with this one, our very own Welby Street Press, which we published that first one in because...
It's John and Leslie are Welby Street Press.
John and Leslie run Welby Street Press. And So we're back to doing it all ourselves, and it's been fun, and it's been crazy. And
it's very professional, this Welby Street Press. John here has grown his hair out. He wears an official
Ponytail.
Ponytail, which the best of all the publishers and producers must have a ponytail.
Oh, big time. In fact, you're not really worth your salt until you've got a proper managerial pony.
And mm-hmm. and like a gray speckled salt and pepper beard. Like he's sort about of 2-day growth on your cheeks.
Like just looking at him, I would trust him to produce my record.
Yeah.
And I'm not a musician.
Yes, you are. You're a drummer. Always Dan.
It'd be an awkward record.
Now, this right here, what you're hearing, you know, a whole bunch of Serena and I and Danny and everyone else, is sort of like the Trim Healthy Future book because, like, Rashida does really excellent content, but she just doesn't push her voice into things.
So you certainly pushed it.
I pushed her voice.
Yes, and I put a thesis in front of all my recipes for you to be blessed.
So, no one
so the silver mine can stay in your mind.
I do want to talk about some of the recipes. You never know what's going to go big with a book, right? So, like, we can think of some things that went big with our first. There were some hits by Serene, you know, like Fat Stripping Frapper, and there were the Cottage Berry Whipped. They were Serene's.
I know that this is coming to
Good
me.
Good Girl Moonshine.
The line of the Bible, don't toot your own horn, wait for it to be tooted. And here's been the harvest of my humility.
And then me. And then, you know, I had Lazy Lasagna and...
And I'm meant
white
to toot
blend
that.
The bread.
You should.
And I had some mega hits, let me tell you. Pearl's Chili. I can't tell you how many blue ribbons that's
when you
won.
Walk out of here, are you going to trip
toot.
Over?
Tootie toot. Now, I wonder what's going to be big out of your book, Rashida, because I'm already making some of your recipes and I have some ideas. There's some really insanely quick, easy things that I think people are going to like Jolly Jack Chicken.
Her husband's name is Jack, by the way.
Yeah, and this chicken is like, you know how Spanish says jolly. Jolly good. And these make some jolly. So this makes Jack so jolly. It's three ingredient recipe.
Yeah, so easy.
Anytime my boys are home now, it's like I make that for them and they just chow down me. You can't go wrong on it.
Can we hear the ingredients?
No.
God.
Buy the jolly book, Dan. You know what I love? I love the chapter of your 5-minute meals. Those sandwiches, salads, and quick soups, some other things that you have in there, I think those are going to go big.
I love her. I don't know what they're called, but I just love them. They're like, they're not super thin, and but they're a cheese bready thing. Remember they were photographed for the front cover?
Oh, the bread crisps. Is that what we called them?
Bread crisps? Cheesy bread crisps?
Auntie Pearl changed some of my names. I had
Did it have the word cheese in it? Because it certainly tasted
names.
Cheesy.
Yes.
I loved those things. And she had a beet dip to go with it.
Yeah,
oh, it touched my heart.
She's an incredible dessert maker, but there's a lot of hearty meals in there too. That your skillet meals, your shepherd's pie skillet, beyond a joke good.
And all your bakers, do not feel bereft. She's an incredible baker.
Yeah.
Her carrot cake, did that get in there?
Yes, it did. It had to.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, because we've done other carrot cakes and stuff, but hers outshines us. So she said, she's like, Auntie Pearl, you know my carrot cake? And she's like, but you've already had carrot cakes. I'm like, sorry, ours are in the dust. You put yours in there.
Really, what's in the carrot cake?
Carrot? No.
Danny doesn't want to spend his money on the book. He just wants you to tell him
everything.
Is there
actual carrots or is it like, tastes like carrots?
No, there's carrots.
No, carrots are good.
Carrots are good.
That's good.
Have you ever made a carrot cake, Dan?
I've never made a cake.
Oh, of course. What do you think, out of all the recipes in the book, what do you envision, like when you've thought about it, do you think people are going to make a lot?
I don't know. I think the sip that Jessica posted, the parrot punch, I think they're going to make
parrot
that a lot.
Parrot punch.
Because little children love it.
Ooh.
And it's super fast.
It's called Parrot?
Parrot punch, yeah. Oh,
that's
my.
A great name.
Yeah.
Parrot punch.
That's from Auntie Serene. I got all my inspiration from her singing canary sip. So all my sips are named out of
parrot punch.
They're birds.
Birds' names.
Yeah.
Awesome. Her drink chapter is literally incredible. Every time you go to Rashida's house, like she whips out a drink, like she starts you off with a drink and it just sets the tone for everything. You have a drink made up every day, like, and it's amazing. But parrot punch, kids are going to love it. It looks like Kool-Aid. It tastes way better and it's like full of health benefits.
Wow. Yeah. It's
what's great. In it?
Yeah. And I just want to say something about Rashida. She's so creative, even way, 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 way back when. Like when she was like 14 or something, she would come like Thanksgiving or whatever and bring, she'd be like, oh, I just brought some pizza or something like that. And we're like, oh, great, what's the crust made of? Egg whites. Like she was always being creative with putting health in there too. So it's not just been about flavor for her, but she's really had a strong tendency towards making it healthy and slimming.
Yeah, well, you grew up with your two aunts doing Trim Health. I mean, you grew...
And her mom is
this is like first generation, I guess, after us Trim Healthy child, now grown up and is passing along to her children, right?
Mm. Yeah.
What's one of your favorite drinks from the book?
Mine?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I need you to get up in that mic.
Okay. I like the... Well, we're doing a video on it, that apple cider.
Immunity apple cider.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And then the cucumber, I don't know. I forgot the name of it because it got changed.
The Sparsip?
Yes, that's the only one that's not a bird. I was like, I think we were thinking of a bird name and then we couldn't find it. So,
Lock.
Sparsip. Yeah, I love that one. That's probably my favorite. Because like you feel like, yeah, you feel just so healthy drinking and it refreshed. And it actually tastes good.
Oh, a lot of the recipes in your book is sort of interesting because of your husband, Jack, who grew up a Southern boy, right? And he grew up with all Southern, really yummy, but bad for your cooking.
Yeah.
Like
we call it comfort food.
Comfort food. A lot of Rashida's recipes are comfort food because you tried to make all these recipes healthy for Jack, you know?
Well, when he came to you, Rashida, a wonderful prince that he was, he's just such an awesome... just man of integrity. I love Jack. He reminds me of a prince.
Yeah, he's like
he really does. He carries himself with just this grace about him. But the only points that he got knocked off from Auntie Serini was I think that he wasn't that much interested in health at all. But you sure?
Oh no, he wasn't. He was like I'd be like, do you know how to cook or do you like to cook? He's like, yeah, I can cook a killer frozen pizza. That was his.
But he's such a health cooking. He's even health minded today.
Yeah,
right?
Now he like loves everything healthy, and yeah, he's really good.
Once you bite into we're calling it the health train. I just call it food because the other stuff's just not food. It's like, oh, you like to eat healthy. It's like, no, I like to eat food.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a lot of stuff that will pass through your digestive system that is not food, but. Yeah. Yeah, once you get into it, it's just like you get passionate because you feel amazing.
So yeah. I want to encourage people out there, even if you're just single, this book's going to be great for you. If you're menopausal and your children have all left and there's just the two of you and your husband, or you live alone, this book's for you. If you're,
I do want to say keep going about the book's for you, but I want to jump in there because I am menopausal.
Yeah.
I've written a lot of recipes that are in my sort of current lifestyle to tweak for stubborn losers. So
as was your cheese sauce.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff for people who might be like having trouble losing. And also I want to say something about Rashida's way she cooks. She doesn't cook, it's really tasty, but she doesn't do the overindulge in excess
not
fats
a lot
that
of heavy
you don't
S's.
Need.
Okay, I will butt in.
Thank you.
Well, before I started on this book, I became a Trim Healthy Mama coach. Yeah. And so part of my job was to like, you know, find good recipes that weren't like over the top heavy. So that was one of the reasons, one of them, I wanted to write this book because I was like, oh, I'm going to make it easy for coaches. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to label DPS, all these different things. Yeah. But it just got so, there's so much work that goes into a book. Yeah. So I didn't actually get that done.
Yeah.
But I did keep that in mind. I did keep that in mind when I wrote recipes.
Yeah.
For people that are trying to lose weight. And if you're not, you can always, you know, I have ways you can make it into like a crossover or, you know, heavy
the whole book's family friendly. It tells you what to do for each person in the family. She's
can I
so
finish
many,
my
yes,
sentence, but I'm glad Rashida interrupted, but I'm not sure about you.
So many dairy-free recipes.
Yeah, so let me finish my sentence and you can continue. The thing is that, so if you're all those people I described before, this book's for you. But, you know, what I'm really excited about this book for and why another reason I think it's called Trim Healthy Future, if you are a young woman who's just started on your family and you're trying to incorporate health with a new husband that may not be interested at all, like hates fruit, hates vegetables. And if you have maybe just a few little toddlers and you don't know how to have the time to incorporate health, because you want to now because you've got these innocent little bodies and you want to fill them and nourish them up. But it's like you have no time and you've got this guy with his own opinions. This book is for you because this girl has walked that journey. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just, I'm so excited because, you know, my Chalice daughter is getting married here soon. And I'm like, forget our books here. You need Trim Healthy Future.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So there's a lot of comfort food that we would call comfort food type of recipes.
Yeah, there really is.
Give me an example.
By the book. There's French fries.
Yeah.
Fish sticks, fried chicken.
There is that, you know, that cream of, okay, it's, you know, you do the, it's a real thing. You do, you put the cream of mushroom soup in, and then you put chicken, and it's like a casserole, and it's really bad for you, but it's real simple, but everyone loves it. Grew up with it, right? Yeah. But you can't, there's full of MSG and toxins.
I thought you were telling us what she did, and I'm like,
she's done a knockoff.
I'm taking my approval off the book if she's done a trim healthy
knockoff of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called creamy, what is it called? Chicken mushroom casserole or something.
Skillet. Yeah.
Skillet.
Yeah. I don't like the word casserole. It's just
she wouldn't use the word
it's
casserole.
Like everybody dumps all their leftovers into a thing. That's what it reminds me of.
It means like pig slop baked.
Yeah.
Baked with cheese on top.
It's true. I'm always scared when everybody's like, baked here's a casserole. Slop. I'm like, I don't want to eat that.
Oh, see, I love that.
But Auntie Pearl does have a delicious casserole in it. The broccoli, cheesy broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken
I didn't want to so be like good. Just all menopausal and stubborn loserish. I put two things in there that like you can expect from
me. Yeah, if you're nursing. Yeah, which pregnant. These are
which
great
was a casserole, and then I did a really super fast skillet meal because I'm all about the skillet, and it was I don't know what these things are called, because right now when we're recording this, we don't have the book in front of us because we're waiting for it from
the printers.
Everything
I named my recipes, Pearl's like, nope. This is what you can expect from me, literary masterpiece in front of each one of my recipes. And of course, the purest of the pure, 11. 12. How many do we have in them?
We have 12 each.
12 each. 12 of the pure.
But you know, if you're listening to this as the day it comes out, we're in pre-release, right? You can buy the book pre-release and get the goodies. If you're an international person, it's going to be a little different from you. We can't give you the same goodies because you're international people. Hopefully, we'll have to work with that. It might be different stuff. But for all the US people, you've got certain goodies you're going to get just during pre-release. But if you're listening to this 2 years down the track, you know, you're probably loving this book by now, and you're probably like, you know, ready for a new one from Rashida, I, and Serene. We think this is going to be actually a huge part of the actual Trim Healthy brand of the future.
Yeah, it's not just a one-time wonder for her. She's part of the team.
Yeah, so Rashida's part of our – she is Trim Healthy Mama. She is a real Trim Healthy Mama now, and – you know, she's family. This has always been a family business. Like when we first started, it was just Serene and I writing a book. And then, you know, our first employee was my daughter Meadow sending those books out. Yep. And then Charlie came on, and then Sam did the trip to all around the world trying to find these products. And then we've hired
And he almost killed himself putting the Willy Wonka factory together.
Yeah, and then we've hired like every family member we pretty
They're
much
all
could.
On salary.
And then all friends and like Danny here. I mean, we have just wanted to do a friends and family thing. So this is just
the
a natural.
Problem is when they need to be fired, you can't fire them.
You can't fire the joke. Look how we could never fire Danny.
Just
he's
look
still
at
here.
Me. Just look at me.
He's still here.
I know. It's like, what do I even do?
I've even wanted to fire myself and I can't quit.
No, I know.
Actually, I think John and I, you want to hear some drama. I think John and I, at one point, I was like, I like asked him, I was like, what? So, like trying to figure out like what they wanted me to do.
Yeah.
I was like, so like, what should I be doing? Like, why am I here? And he was like, he took this long pause and he goes, we just like you. It was like the biggest like compliment / insult.
Your personality is the only reason.
Yeah. It's like, we like you. It is like,
try and do this. No, he can
it's
do
like,
that.
It's like,
try
you have no that. Worth, but man, it's just
you
a lot of
brought
fun.
So much worth to the party.
No, it's not like you had so much worth. It's just that you could not lower yourself to doing what was out of your creative.
Your worth. Look, world. So many women have been blessed by you, Dan.
I just want to hang.
And all I'm saying is with Rashida, you know, this just feels such like a natural extension of who Serene and I are to take this to the next generation.
Oh, can I say one more thing about her?
Yeah.
She did all our original videos.
Yeah.
Which you don't want to watch them. They're
on the membership site.
She did every single one.
All the old
one.
School videos. She was a little teenage girl, and we would all die laughing, and she would be laughing so much the camera would shake. Remember?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And then the lighting would fall. The audio would go out.
So this is not her first roller coaster with Trim Healthy Mama.
Dude, that's some vintage stuff. Is that still
is
in the
vintage.
Membership
yeah,
site?
Yeah, vintage. It's all
Become
there.
Become a member just to go watch the old vintage
And
vault.
Rashida's going to have her own corner in our membership site called Rashida's Corner, where she's going to be doing cooking for you. She's going to bring tips, ideas, recipes, book stuff, all stuff. I mean, she is it now.
Yeah, totally.
So, well, I Yeah, I will butt in again. Please, I do. I feel so honored and stuff that Auntie Serene and Auntie Pearl would let me write a book and encourage me all the way through it. And I hope you guys enjoy it and love it. Aww. And I hope it will bless you and your family.
See how sweet she is.
That's so sweet.
I'm actually not super sweet.
You are, though.
Super sweet. Like the package.
Yeah,
good.
I just, yeah.
It's like so a church closing.
I'm so proud of you, so Rashida. Sweet. But Rashida feels like our daughter.
I know.
I feel like she's my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And Vange feels like Meta's her daughter. You see, our children all grow up here on the hilltop. Yeah. So they grew up, I don't know, for those of you, many of you know, but we live on a hilltop and we all have our own husbands.
I don't say that. Just so you know.
Why did that need clarity?
Because people that live in communities are usually Waco, Texas.
Well, I was about to say all our children went from one another's homes, ran through barefoot through the woods.
Oh, wait, I do have to say something funny about it. Well, you can delete it. Okay.
Not deleting anything. Put your face in the mic.
This is totally off.
Face in the mic.
I just have to say it. Okay, no. Well, we were at the RuPaul's the other night, and Will's
RuPaul's
parents
are he runs the Mr. Will RuPaul runs Trim Healthy Mama for us, and my daughter's marrying their son.
Okay, no, this is just funny. So he was like asking me who I am, and then he was like, "Oh, and are you related to my husband?" He knew we were married. He was asking if my husband was related to me. And Jack was like, "I hope not."
Oh, that's scary, Will.
I know. No, Will's dad.
Oh, Will's dad.
Because
he thought maybe we all intermarry.
Oh, that is so funny.
You'd have to wonder sometimes. Everyone who comes to the hilltop marries one of our children.
Clean genetic cult up here.
Clean genetic cult.
Clean genes.
We do need some more genes in here, though.
No, that's true, though. Like, even right now, I'm not sure tonight if my little girls are going to be sleeping at my house or Rashida's mum's house. Because
our children grew up, like, we were their mothers out, and you know, they had their own homes.
They only got spanked by us.
We didn't allow spanking. Yes.
Into spanking.
No, we didn't allow into
spanking. We didn't intermarry, we didn't interspank.
But our children, like...
You internursed.
Only in snowstorms.
Guaranteed.
Only in snowstorms.
If the mother couldn't get there. We don't want to tell them about that. Look at Rashida's face. She's like, don't worry,
I never nursed you, Rashida.
Gross.
You can look at me again.
For some reason, I'm close with all my aunts, and I don't know why. I just feel this bond that I don't understand.
Yes.
And my stomach growls every time I see them.
The sad part about it was only the boys that I ended up having to nurse. Little 3 week
olders.
Some
of my boys know that Serene nursed them and they can't face it.
It was a snowstorm. My sister was stuck in a snowstorm. She had a newborn baby, didn't want to go Christmas shopping in the big snowstorm. She's going to be back in an hour and a half. Well, 7 hours later in traffic, stuck on the side of the road. And I fed the squalling little thing.
It's all the same stuff. You guys were eating grass at the time anyways.
Just the same stuff. What were we on? Ola to say, yeah, on the hilltop.
Something about Rashida's book. I don't know.
No, we were talking about that they ran to each other's houses. They did eat at one another.
Meta was like my sister.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, so Rashida cooked for my children because she was the cook of the Johnson house.
Yeah.
And so some of the foods that my children grew up with, their comfort foods, were Rashida's foods, their cousins' foods. It's so weird. But anyway, I think that's it. Did we sell it?
We sold it.
Did we sell it?
We did.
I'm sold. I mean, I didn't get one ingredient.
Are you going to buy it with your own paycheck, Danny?
It's not. Yeah.
No, of course not. I'm going to slide one into my bag next time I'm at the store.
He goes thieving. If you have seen Danny at the Trim Healthy Mama offices, you know he's slipping things in pockets.
I'll steal from you in the open. I'm not even slipping it.
I know,
I'm like,
it's totally
bye,
out
y'all.
In the open. Like the other day, on our thread about the potty, like when we should be here and everything, he's like, Danny's like, what's that family code again? Hinting. Like, you know, the family gets a discount. What's that family code?
Yeah, but he still family? Thinks he's too good for the discount. He don't want to pay no discount. He wants it for free. And we sort of do.
Sort of. All right.
Love you guys.
We're out of here.
We want to hear Rashida's voice last. Would you go, Rashida?
Yeah. Say something last and make it profound.
Ooh. Well, you told me not to prepare. How can I not?
You didn't prepare, but you can do a prayer.
It's improv time.
I'm joking.
Let's get it, Rashida.
You can sing.
You're a big time author now. Say something.
Yeah. Do your Grammy Award speech. Thank you, God. Thank you, one and all.
I want to thank my mother.
Yes. I wrote that at the back of the book.
Oh, that's good. True. And also in the book, you see such beautiful pictures. I do want to brag one more time to sell it, okay? No, Not really. We don't really care about the sales, but we do want you guys to like be in on the next thing because I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Like, I can't wait to get this the actual hard copy in my hands.
And I didn't have to be the one pregnant and writing the book this time. It rocked. Woo!
I know, but my daughter Autumn. She's 15. She took all the beautiful photos of Rashida's family.
She did such a good job. And the cover.
The cover. Oh, can you believe it? All right. So when we were with some big time publishing houses, you know, we did our books with our other books
Toot
with them.
The horn, Pearl. It was big. Big time. Biggest to big.
We're tooting today. Horns of pride. You know, they brought down a big New York, I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they did brought down a big New York photography team for the front cover of our last cookbook, Serene. Yeah. Do you remember that day? Oh, they had computers, they were checking light with all these numbers, all these gadgets. They had a makeup team.
Yeah, like our
a
team. Makeup was they had sprayed on like with they
had,
airbrush.
They had assistants to the assistants, right?
Yeah, there was like 12 people at least.
All flew them
probably.
Down and Rashida was there because she was like helping
and
out.
And it was like wedding catered.
Yeah,
just
they
for
did
the
catering.
Snacks of the people who were checking
this
the numbers.
This time we were doing Welby Street Press. We're like, no, Autumn would take the pictures.
That's Pearl's 15-year-old daughter.
Leslie can do all that stuff. Leslie
for sure.
Pops.
She was the
and,
bomb.
And let's go. So Autumn just hopped in there, took a few pictures. She's like, you know, no big deal. Yeah, I think we got it. Yeah. I mean, it took a day because we took a whole bunch of other pictures, lifestyle pictures. But we got it. And guys, I'm proud.
Every bit. It's better.
I'm proud. Yeah. I'm proud of my little girl, and I'm proud of my little Rashidis.
Yeah, I'm proud of my little Rashidis.
And may your future
be I'm proud of my 11 recipes.
All right, Rashida, say something 12. To the nice people listening.
Oh, she did.
You guys are awesome, and I hope you enjoy the recipes.
The delicious and the wonderful.
We gotta go, Dan.
Okay, no, I will. Okay, a few of you have done posts that you're so excited about this book, and that makes me so happy. I literally, you guys are so encouraging. Just in the few posts and comments I've read, I feel so blessed, and I don't even know what to say. But you
She's
guys
cute.
Are.
I'll know what to say. Be kind to her. If there's mistakes in the book, it's probably me, not Rashida.
No, it's probably me. I've never done this before, so you should
Our
blame me.
Our audience is so patient, though, with us.
Yeah.
And they're so kind. I said to Rashida, there will be things, even though we went through it over and over and over again, and we got like a team of admins to help.
Did
there's going to be stuff.
Pizza?
No, well, so it won't be bad as our first book. Our first book, we spelled pizza, P-I-Z-A. It was a typo, and it came out. So it won't be as bad as that, but there'll be things that you might notice, but you know, we'll get there, and we shall adjust. And this is the end of the podcast. The end of the podcast.
See ya. Trim off the mama my way,
and then I'll be trim off the mama to stay. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.